The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda come back from the holiday break, and they fall by a final score of 3-0 at the hands of the Ontario Reign after beating the Reign twice on the road this past weekend. The LA Kings top affiliate, they return the favor as they shut out the Barracuda for just the second time this year. First time the Barracuda have been shut out since late October, and their two-game winning streak comes to an end. They're now three-game losing streak, that is, at home after tonight's loss. A final of 3-0. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda didn't lack chances tonight. They actually outshot the Reign 32-21, but they just could not solve Isaiah Seville, who would go on to pick up his second shutout in his last three starts and third of his career. Barracuda would have this early chance off opportunity by Luca Cagnoni. Jimmy's the puck free. Zimmer swivels it up the far side wall now. Pulled in by Wahlstrom of the Barracuda. Back up high for Cagnoni. Skates away from traffic. Works to the near side. Cagnoni shoots to the backhand. Where is the puck? It's in between the pads of Seville. He took a peek, but he had it secured for the whistle. Great chance there early from Cagnoni. And then the Barracuda on the power play in the first had this opportunity, but it just wouldn't go. Wahlstrom, 8 goals on the year, 7 on the power play. Cagnoni drives one wide, thrown back to the net, pinballing around. How did that not go? It went off of Ragenda behind Seville, and it stays out. Incredible chance for the Barracuda, but again, it would go off of Ragenda, go through the legs of Seville, and that was kind of a microcosm and maybe an indication of how the night would go. The Barracuda just not getting the bounces they needed. The game would remain scoreless. But late in the period, Otto Jompson would find the back of the net to get things started. His first in his last 15 games and his fifth of the year to give Ontario a 1-0 lead. Rigo now for Jompson. Chip for Connors. Reign into the Barracuda zone. Connors slips away, shoots. He got a good look off, sealed off, thrown back on net. They score. Otto Jompson beats Jakub Skarik along the ice. Might have caught the left post and in. The Ontario Reign have the game's first goal. It comes at the 16-18 mark. That would turn out to be the game-winning goal as the Reign would score late in that first period to jump out to a 1-0 lead. In the second, the Barracuda really outplayed Ontario and had multiple chances but could not solve Isaiah Seville. The first of many opportunities would come off the stick of Oliver Wahlstrom. Now Carlson for the Barracuda. Plays it straight ahead, and this will go down. No icing on the play. Came back off the wall. Put on net there by Wahlstrom, and somehow Seville kept it out. Oh, what a chance there. That would have been a major gap from the Reign, but somehow it stays out. Now Feather back to the net. Seville holds on. Great opportunity for the Barracuda. It was Wahlstrom with that chance, and then Cardwell would have this one later in the second. The right corner. Now a giveaway puck in tight. Here's a chance. Cardwell on the doorstep, and Seville keeps it out. Oh, what a chance there for the Barracuda. Cardwell kind of adjusted to field the pass, and that slight hesitation allowed for Seville to get set, make the save. Another golden chance for the Barracuda, but it wouldn't go. Again, the Barracuda did not lack opportunities tonight. They just could not solve Isaiah Seville. And we would go into the third with the Reign still holding on to a 1-0 lead. 3:47 into the third period is when Ontario would really take a stranglehold of the game with a 2-0 lead. Andre Lee, his 12th of the season from Glenn Godden, and the Reign at a 2-goal cushion early in the final frame. Jompson, the lone goal scorer, back in the first period is the difference. Here's a chance for Lee. All day works around Skarik and scores. No chance for Jakub Skarik as Andre Lee worked around him and tucked it in. Pressure on the young defenseman, Matthias Havlid. A turnover forced. It's centered in front for Lee. All day works around Skarik. No chance for the Barracuda netminder. And the Reign take a 2-0 lead at that point. That would really turn out to be a big goal because the Barracuda, despite their efforts, could not tie the score up. and Nikita Alexandrov would really seal the win with an empty netter at 18:27 of the third period. The winning goaltender, Isaiah Seville, his second shutout in his last three starts. His record now improves to 5-1-1 on the season. The losing goaltender is Jakub Skarik. His two-game winning streak comes to an end. He's now 2-2 against the rain in four games this year, given no run support and really no fault of Skarik's tonight. I thought he was pretty solid given the circumstance, but the Barracuda unable to solve Seville, and they fall by a final score of 3-0. With the win, Ontario moves ahead of San Jose in terms of winning percentage. They are up to 36 points, just like San Jose, but they have played one less game. 28 games played for the Rain, now 29 for the Barracuda. In a very tightly contested Pacific Division, the Cuda have another chance at Ontario coming up on Wednesday. That'll be in Southern California for the final game on the eight-game season series. With the loss, the Cuda against Ontario this season, they are now 4-2-1 during head-to-head play this year, with the final game again coming up on New Year's Eve down at the Toyota Arena. Final shots tonight. Barracuda out shooting the rain. A final count of 32-21. Winning goaltender Seville, losing goaltender Skarik. Cuda go 0-3 on the power play, so that red-hot power play could not come through tonight. Had some chances, but did not have Lady Luck on their side. Rain go 0-2, so the PK continues its outstanding stretch. But it's not enough tonight for the Barracuda, who fall in front of a full house here at Texiu Arena. 4,329 shot, 2 hours, 35 minutes, the game length. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star is Andre Lee. Lee stays hot. He is now up on the season to a team high 23 points. Lee is the number three star. Had the goal, a plus one rating, three shots on net in two penalty minutes. The number two star, Atu Jomsen, had the game-winning goal. Snapped a lengthy goalless drought. Jomsen, he finished the game with the goal. Plus one rating, one shot on net. And the number one star is Isaiah Seville, a 32-save shutout. Blanking the Barracuda for the second time this season. The Barracuda were held off the score sheet. So the rain get some retribution, get some payback, and they get back into the win column and are back even with Barracuda in the Pacific Division standings. We are back on the air on Wednesday down in Southern California as the Cuda begin a four-game road trip. We are on the air starting at 5:30 with pregame coverage on the Sharks Audio Network. You can watch live, as always, on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether you listen or you watch. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again coming up on New Year's Eve down in Ontario. Until then, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you of tonight's final score. The Rain 3, the Barracuda nothing. Until Wednesday, we'll say so long and good night from Texiu Arena in San Jose.
This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved. You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach.